and acid.
Time manipulation in alien abduction.
Hold on, go ahead.
Okay. Joe, could you tell us a little bit? Wait, what?
No, go ahead. You're live now. We can edit that out. Go ahead.
Okay. Joe, could you tell us a little bit about how time is manipulated by extraterrestrials? Because it seems that during abductions, they are able to manipulate time or our perception of time.
Well, you know, yes, it's a very interesting question because it is a question that we do get a lot, and it's something that it really needs a lot more study. But from what we understand right now, when you're talking about the gray aliens, I'm going to use the grays first because, frankly, they do the majority of abduction. So the grays come in, you know, they'll walk into your house, they'll kind of stun you out, and then they have the ability, for lack of a better way of explaining this, of warping time and space. It's almost like they're pulling you through a hole, setting you outside of our normal time and space. It's an interesting, the reason we know this is because in a lot of cases there'll be excessive hair growth on a contactee. You know, like 2, 3, 4, 5 days worth of hair growth, but they'll only be gone a few minutes. Well, the only way that could happen is either somebody accelerated the hair growth or they were actually physically gone for that long. And when you regress them, you find that they were gone for that long. So the point being here is they have the ability to remove you from our normal time and space and basically freeze time around you. And the way we think they do it is they warp it. They warp time and space, pull you through it, and basically set you on a dimension between two dimensions. It's really you're outside of our own dimension and in between where normal dimensions would rub against. It's interesting because it seems to be the way it works, because we can't figure out how else they can suspend time like that. It doesn't seem to be moving, and it really doesn't seem to be moving for the grays. And another thing I find interesting about this is, by doing so, if you're a gray and you've been doing this for, say, 10,000 years, it's going to be a little different because you've probably spent half of that 10,000 years outside of our reality, which means in reality for them only about 4,000 or 5,000 years have passed. Mm-hmm. So they've actually cut the length of time down, and now we see how it works with contactees. And the reason I brought that up is because, you know, they abducted family lines, being that the gray we're talking about might be saying gray that abducted your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother way back in the day. And by doing this, again, now this is the grays we're talking about here. The humans and the reptilians really do it in a much different way. They don't so much mess with time in the way we perceive it. It's they mess with us. So there's a perception in time from us. But they're not actually taking you out of time like the grays do. The grays just physically remove you from the timeline and set you on the side. When they're done, they bring you back. And it's funny because they'll bring you back 5 or 10 or 15 minutes before you left, or 10 minutes after you left. At the same time, you know, so your body's just kind of going back together, and bam, you're there. There's a point where they can hit it, where they bring you back, and you're there. And as far as you're concerned, personally, no time has passed. There's a little like a blip in time where you're like, man, sure, that was a really fast 20 minutes or something, a really fast 10 minutes or something. When in reality, it was just them putting you back. The science, too, you know, there's a lot of speculation on how the science works on all of this, but frankly, it's all sheer speculation. Our science on the planet today is just simply not advanced enough to really understand what's going on here. When this was questioned, when we've asked contactees to ask grays, that's what they basically told them. They were taking them outside of this dimension and holding them between the dimensions where there's no movement of time there. So they just bring you back. You know, they've already got a hole open, so they just punch a new hole and they bring you back. And I find that to be interesting. Now, with the reptilians and the humans, though, there still is lost time. Still is missing time.
Okay.
Not, you know, the reptilians have gotten a little bit more sophisticated about the way they do it, but there still is missing time. They will take you, and they'll put you out, and they'll bring you on. And a lot of times that's why they like to take you when you're doing mundane things. Something that can easily be programmed back into your head, meaning that they could take you for a day, a whole day, and basically program your head to whatever you do, like one day where you were sitting at home watching TV or reading a good book or even a drive to work or a drive anywhere, anything that it takes up an amount of time that they could use. And then again, you would still not know you have been taken. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even recognize a missing time because your mind doesn't think there's any physical missing time. Because all your mind thinks is, hey, I went for a little ride down the highway and off to work I went, and that's what I thought. Or, you know, I went to a ride in the country, or I had dinner with a friend. So, but it's usually something more mundane. It's usually something that you do repetitively. You know, and, you know, in a mother's case, it may be sitting and rocking their baby, you know, or cutting your grass or anything along those lines. But it's more than likely, you know, long rides, or when you go to sleep, or, you know, if you've got a repetitive job at work where you're sitting in front of a computer all day, it may be something like that, because those are easy memories to loop. They just take the memory and they loop the memory. You know, they'll take something you do in your head every day and they'll just replay it. It's like an instant replay. And as far as the mind's concerned, nothing happened.
Okay.
You know, you actually have a real memory. Go ahead.
I have a question then. For example, let's say they take somebody for an afternoon and implant a memory or loop a memory of something they do regularly. But what about the other people that are usually around that individual? I mean, do they pick a time where that individual would be alone anyways, or do they make sure the others have implanted memories as well? Or
it depends. If sometimes they'll take you when you're alone. You know, if they can get you alone, they'll take you when you're alone. Or you have to remember too, they can always give you directives like AS, go for a ride.
Sure. Yeah. I've experienced that.
You know? Mm-hmm. But in the same right, they do sometimes take groups. It's just as easy for them to take five or six people in a car and implant the trip. You know, we drove, because what they can do is they can take you at the start, you know, when you leave in your house, and then drop you off at the end of your trip, which may be 2 or 3 hours. Everything in between is fake. You don't know it's fake, you know, because you've driven this highway before and you've seen the burger places and the trees and the fountains and what have you, and so has probably most of the people with you. And for the new people, they're just going to use your memories in their head. So it's not really that complicated for them. It got more sophisticated, AS, to be honest with you, is because the researchers got smarter. Somewhere along the line, E.T. realized that we figured out what missing time was, and we knew it was a red flag for alien abduction. That's why there's virtually no missing time conventionally in missing time, meaning that where most people remember, you know, they lost a day or 2 days or anything like that. They've gotten much more sophisticated in the way they do things now. The humans, though, still have some issues with looping memories. They seem to have a little bit more problem with it. There are more cases of what we'd call real missing time with the human-type aliens, where an individual may have been sitting down watching television or talking to their spouse or getting ready to go to work or go out or something, and the next thing they know, it's morning time. And there is no loop memory. There's no memory at all. There's just the fact that you're missing 7 or 8 hours. That really happens more with the human aliens than anybody else now.
Okay.
I do believe the Greys gave the reptilians the ability to loop memories, because in the early days we never heard about that with the reptilians, but now it seems to be common practice where they just loop the memories together.
Interesting. And from personal experience, I've realized, and this is very confusing, I guess, to abductees or contactees, because the experiences that we seem to have sometimes would in our timeline take so much longer than the amount of time we had during the night, or because we're not always aware how much time we were gone in physical time. Of course, we're usually not aware. That's my interpretation. But just from waking up from the experience, it appears like we did so much, yet how much could we possibly do in that night or those couple hours or that hour? So that's really where the taking us out of time is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's pretty what it is. And, you know, this has been brought up before, but and this is speculation, but okay. There has been a couple of times where we've heard that the reptilians or the human aliens have petitioned the Greys to take a contactee and remove them from the timeline so that they could do what they needed to do without there being any other thing. So it does seem like in that kind of stuff that they do work together sometimes.
Okay.
But basically, when they're working alone, that's how they did it, like what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Basically.
Very interesting. Thank you. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Joe. This is very enlightening. Thank you. Okay, next one.